Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, the master of sea monkeys, among other things today.
No.
Bill, the producer, is
sea
here.
Sea monkeys.
Just sea monkeys?
You are exclusively the master of sea monkeys. Okay. I was just... Captain Patrick
left,
said,
yeah.
Hey, well, that's enough of that nonsense.
He's had enough. He saw the miracle of life and left.
Everybody came off that we were connected to online, dropped off. I'm wandering around this house. There's nobody here. There are no cars on the street outside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a tumbleweed, which is the first time I've seen one in Florida ever. You are...
That could have been dog hair.
This is your empire of dust.
Empire of dust. No, I think the fact that people have scattered from the immediate vicinity, I think there's been like a toxic outbreak alert or something that...
I'm fighting a very strong urge to bolt myself. Yeah.
Well, you are already contaminated, so there's no reason for you to leave. You are infected, my friend.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, CJ, you are
infected.
Patient
zero.
Barry the Boater, Eric, the author, Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com, he's been witnessing all of this stuff, whether it's the dive god Neil Watson. I mean, Neil was even impressed by the sea monkeys.
He was being nice.
But he had to go.
I didn't say that he was impressed.
Well, Eric has probably never been less inspired.
No, I think.
You know, sometimes when you're an author, every little thing you see, you say, you know, he'd be a good character in a story. And right now he's saying, you know what? Nothing. I feel dumber.
Look, wait. Sea monkeys, yeah. As we mentioned last week on the air, and you weren't here, Bill, right. Did inspire a TV show featuring Howie Mandel.
Okay.
At 8 episodes.
Which side of this argument are you on?
I'm just saying.
It's a dumb idea. No. There was a TV show with 8 episodes starring Howie Mandel.
Well, it inspired a lot of creativity, these sea monkeys did. And,
or not.
Well, or did.
8 episodes worth of creativity?
Who would have thought that you could even order sea monkeys until today? I thought they had been taken off the market because of...
Because they were brine shrimp?
No, because they are a species that was created by man. They're like some kind of mutant form of life that you're not supposed to have. And if you release those into the environment, they'd be like a lionfish. They'd be an invasive species. They might take over the oceans. So when
let's give it a shot.
They can't
let's
take
give
over
it a
that
shot.
I'm not going to flush them. You know, next thing you know. What, Barry the Boater?
As Bill takes his child to go see Santa Claus, and she goes, "Here's Santa." And Bill goes, "Well, not really. I'm about to bust your bubble again."
What is
I have
wrong
news.
With him? Yeah.
I don't lie to my kids. I don't.
When they're little, you can do that.
Well, hey.
I don't.
You can tell them that
guilty.
You can tell them that sea monkeys actually exist is what you can tell them.
You could lie.
We proved it. What do you mean? They do.
That's debatable. I'm looking at them.
Those are honest to goodness sea monkeys. Is everybody on a
radio,
you know what?
Facebook
I've seen live more feed. Movement from pocket lint.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, Eric. What do you
I
think?
I have two thoughts on the whole sea monkey debacle.
Yeah.
Number one, I got to use the word debacle.
I think it sounded like a great band name.
The Sea Monkey Debacle.
The Sea Monkeys or Sea Monkey Debacle?
Sea Monkeys. Or Sea Monkey Debacle.
I like it.
Yeah, kind of a punk band maybe. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second thought is you could actually just make that the nickname for all of your hangers-on. This is Greg Holt from Scuba Radio and my Sea Monkeys.
Aha! Instead of the peanut gallery, we have the cast of Sea Monkeys that
exactly.
are assisting today's two-hour radio spectacular.
It would be like Lady Gaga's Little Monsters.
Okay.
Exactly.
Maybe.
All the people who come up to the show, all your fans, they're your Sea Monkeys now.
Greg the Dive Master and the Sea Monkeys. That could
be
a band,
too. The King of Sea Monkeys.
All right. Well, it could be something. I'll have to see if it sticks.
Barry is really committed to getting you a crown.
Oh, yeah.
This is how committed he is.
Yeah.
He's ordered some Uber Eats to be delivered to the studio so you can get a crown from Burger King.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you're the king of sea monkeys. You have to have a crown.
All right. Look, if it has to do with the sea, I'm in. Because I love diving, and whether they're sea monkeys or shrimp, I really don't care. They're a underwater critter that, if you get a microscope, they could look pretty impressive. Right now,
yes, they could. They could potentially look.
They got to grow. By next Saturday, we might have giant. Roach-looking shrimp crawling all over the Scuba Radio broadcast facility.
I don't think you have any idea what shrimp look like.
Well, they could look like little lobster. Shrimp can get pretty big.
I'll bring the cocktail sauce.
Okay.
Bill, you can order a platter of shrimp, put it in front of the table. He'll know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true.
My babies, they're all dead. They're on ice. They're delicious.
Huh. I'm
going to start introducing some coconut batter.
Yes.
into the environment now. That's
okay.
Gonna be a thing.
Well, anyway.
Maybe some mango salsa.
Once again, there's a bunch of people following us along on Facebook Live today and witnessing the miracle of life. And you're welcome, or we apologize. But moving on into other things.
Yes.
I was, I feel bad because I had to, Neil had to go. We ran out of time in hour one, but we're going to bring him on back next week because not only do we have this new video of the Dive God from, back in 1982 in Bimini, which is, I really encourage you to go to Scuba Radio Facebook page and look this up or just Google it because it is really impressive to see how he ran this operation. And back in the day, he was the guy who started diving in Bimini in the Bahamas. He was the man. I mean, he still is the man. We've had him on the show many years, but when you go back and see what he was doing back then, it is impressive. It is really a interesting little time capsule to witness.
Now, if you're a guy and you're going to do this, you need to make sure that you're personally securing your sexuality.
Well, yes, because
I mean, you have to be, because it is hard to look at a 30-year-old Neil Watson and not say, I may have made a mistake all these years.
He's okay. Buff.
Women buff. May not have been the right answer.
I will say.
I think CJ and I have enough proof, actually, to really go out and throw some statistics out at you.
Yeah.
Okay. That took a weird turn. I didn't expect that, but whatever,
hey,
Bill.
You want to talk about Top Gun?
Man, makes a lot of sense. I was impressed. I mean, he does look like a super Olympian. He's always been, rock solid. Even, heck, Neil's pushing 80. And he's like still in amazing shape. But, man, when you look at him back then, he makes Michael Phelps look like a twig or something. I mean,
this reminds me of the show when Barry the Boater was had a man crush on Aquaman.
Ah, that's true.
Here we go again.
Barry, have you seen the video?
Barry would love this video.
Because he did. He that's actually a good comparison.
He said he's wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
And a hat.
I see that down on the beach during wintertime when everyone from Canada comes down.
Well, okay.
Okay, it's not the same.
I'm sure they're not built like he is.
The Dive God did not look like he was a Canadian tourist with white socks and sandals with his Speedo.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing missing from him and Aquaman, Neil just had a Speedo and Aquaman had a full bodysuit. So you get to see Neil in all his glory, Barry. How's that sound?
I'll hold it down.
Okay. That was weird. I feel strangely violated or something. I don't know what
that works both ways.
The show is going further off.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got a couple other stories to share, too.
I love when Eric comes on because this is what I imagine in my head. He's thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
Did I tell anyone I was going to do this today? Did I? Did I suggest to anyone that they might? No.
Usually, no, I didn't. He makes an announcement on Facebook. Did you do that, Eric? Today?
I did not today.
Ah, wise choice, Eric.
I'm not regretting that.
Wow.
By the way, booksbyeric.com.
Yes.
You know, I love having Bill back because you never miss those plugs.
I know. Isn't that great? It is. That is very nice of him, or annoying, depending on how you want to take that.
It depends on if you consider the compensation that we give people for being on the air. Booksbyeric.com.
And audible.com.
Yes.
And audible.com.
Yeah, we're working on that audiobook. We made some progress on that for Turks and Chaos this week. So we got an update for everybody on that. Plus, the sharks are coming. The sharks are coming. Did you hear me? The sharks are coming. Or maybe they already came. I don't know. We'll have that story next. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving and sea monkeys.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Water is better when you breathe like a fish. Water is better when you're making a wish. Right now I wish that I was making bubbles. Diving away.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Right, the dive master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Who is not impressed by booby birds? Yeah. The birds of the Galapagos, they're all over. Blue-footed.
Blue-footed.
Yeah, there's other
I know there are other too. Ones. I just know the blue-footed ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that are most popular in the Galapagos. But I don't know. CJ probably likes all boobies. I'm just guessing. You're not...
Do you know something? This is something which is weird, which I don't think you're aware of.
He's colorblind to the...
I don't need to answer that, right? I
mean, here's the thing.
That was a rhetorical question.
At Overboard Entertainment, there is no HR department. Where CJ and I actually get paid money for doing our jobs, there are HR departments. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. Yeah, but they don't listen to this.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully.
I'm not under that umbrella right now.
That's a good thing. You're safely protected.
Also, I don't care.
Oh, fair enough. Jerry the Diver Guy.
Well, I do if it comes up.
Bill's done nothing wrong.
Jerry the Diver Guy is in the Smoky Mountains today, and I just got a text from him. He's actually hanging at the aquarium there in the Smokies. There's one. They're like, I think it's a Ripley's, believe it or not. Aquarium.
Believe it or not, we have an aquarium.
And he's wandering the...
That's the surprise.
He's wandering by the aquarium there, and he's trying to rope in a couple of the divers that work in the aquarium.
Also, your ticket is non-refundable.
Today. Yeah. So we'll see if that pans out for the at some point.
Do they have sea monkeys in this aquarium?
Well, you'll have to ask them. I mean, it's Ripley's Believe It or Not, so I would imagine that would fit quite well in their... their oddity display type of
I would put
thing.
This in the not category.
Well,
solidly.
Okay. If that weren't enough, and it definitely sounds like it's not, we have Dan Orr, our buddy from, he used to work at Divers Alert Network. Now he's a consultant for the dive industry. He just got back from diving in Antarctica.
This guy does all the fun stuff.
Yes. And so he's going to join us here in a few minutes, and we're going to find out how that was. Maybe he, was diving under an iceberg where there were frozen sea monkeys. Yes.
Was Dan named by Dan Orr?
Well, we'll have to ask him.
I think we have.
Very possible.
I think we have asked him that.
Yeah, and he just...
Short answer is no.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric used to work there. He knows.
Concise.
Okay. All right. So there you go, Barry. Bury the
so he changed his name so it would match Dan.
Eric
Dan changed his name to Dan.
Short answer is no.
Okay. All right. So now we'll know.
Take no for 200.
Barry, if you go to booksbyeric.com, you can just ask all your questions right there.
Yeah.
And he's already got a template set up for no.
Huh.
Short answer is no.
All right. Well, Barry is down there in South Florida. And Barry, have you seen the news reports of the sharks? Cruising around just offshore where you are at right now? Have you heard about this migration?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the black tip sharks that are making their yearly migration up and down the Florida's East Coast.
I assumed we were doing something
They follow the Canadians.
Aha, that's what it is.
Makes sense.
They go swimming in the water and they say, meal time.
You know, Barry's full of BS today. Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Today.
Oh, good boy. No, the thing is, I don't even know if they really know why they migrate this time of year up and down the coast, but
because
thousands and thousands of them. It's when you look at the aerial photos or videos that they shoot from the helicopters and put it on the nightly news down there, it is crazy because it's just a couple hundred yards, or not even that far, from the beach, and it's
because
literally
the
they're all over.
The food's there.
The food heads down, too. They follow the food.
The ocean animals
follow the bait
food.
Fish, or what are they following?
The bait fish head south, to breed.
Yeah.
The sharks follow along to have a nice buffet.
Okay. So the sharks are following the bait fish south, like down to the Keys. Is that where it's going? Where they're going, or
I don't know if they have vacation plans.
I don't know.
It is spring break time, so that would make sense. But are they going from the north to the south or south to the north? I thought they were going south to the north.
North to the south.
I'm not sure which direction they were going. And all I know is they showed videos of them with a lot of them out there.
Okay. Well, see,
slowly
that's what
along.
I thought they were going from the south to the north, Bill.
Well, they could be.
Then they would
meet the baitfish head on.
Yeah.
They'd be heading into colder water.
But
does
if
this
the,
make sense to
you? The thing is, if the spring breakers from Canada or wherever they might be saw this video and say, hey, I was just there swimming there this afternoon and realized there was just thousands and thousands of sharks just a few, 100 feet away from them.
Well, maybe if what they did was
they would release some stuff into the water that, could eventually turn into sea monkeys, but I don't know. Depending on what they ate for lunch, I guess.
I think that the human is not on the shark's menu.
Well, I would agree, but tell that to the spring breaker or non-diver that doesn't know any better. And
as long as you could swim faster than your buddy, you're in good shape.
True. But that still wouldn't keep them from relieving themselves instantly.
Or thousands of your buddies.
Yeah.
The bigger question is, why aren't we diving with them?
Well, true. As divers, we want to see those animals. I mean, I don't know if... Does anybody... I've heard of
them. It'd be the first animal I've seen today.
Wait. Well, the sea monkeys are more of a... They're more of a community.
They're brine shrimp.
Okay. Anyway, there are some guys down in Jupiter that go down and watch the lemon sharks that they have a breeding time of year and
they
go down
there.
They jump
off the cliff, right?
Huh?
Lemming sharks. That's my bad.
No, these are lemon. They go to Jupiter because that's where the Gulf Stream comes closest to South Florida.
Right, but the sharks just hang out there, and they're just kind of like in a real lethargic kind of mood, and they're easily approachable and stuff like that. Lemon sharks are known to be somewhat aggressive, but at a certain time of year, and it might be right now, I don't know, but there's this time where you go down there, you can dive with them, and it's quite popular there in Jupiter. Now, as far as the black tips that are migrating up and down the coast right now, Florida, I haven't heard of divers getting out there and with them because I think these sharks are a little bit fast. I mean, they're faster, they're more erratic and stuff. I don't know if they, you know, mellow out like they're breeding, like these lemon sharks and these dives that they would have that. I haven't heard of anybody doing that. Have you, Barry, down in your neck of the woods doing anything with those migrating sharks or no?
No, because the weather has been a little iffy lately. I mean, one day it's beautiful out and the next day you have 6 to 8 footers. So
yeah, but even if it was flat calm, you know, would you feel comfortable going out there and diving in a school of blacktip reef sharks?
As long as you're in front of me.
Aha. Okay. As long as you have that human shield.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is there. We'll find out eventually. Maybe we can ask our sea monkeys to go out there and be some field reporters for us. I got a really strange look from everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Jerry the Diver Guy has been able to connect with some folks there at the aquarium in the Smoky Mountains. So we're going to talk to him in just a bit and see who he is, I don't know, bothered enough to share, you know, what they're doing in that neck of the woods. It's kind of a strange place to be to connect with the ocean. But I believe... it's the Ripley's Believe It or Not facility there in the Smoky Mountains that he's hanging today. Well,
we'll find out for sure what it is. But
yeah.
Actually, it is the reason that places like that should exist. Because you bring the ocean to where the people don't know the ocean. That makes sense there. It doesn't make as much sense in San Diego, where they could just go in the water. You want to see some seals? They're over there!
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
What he said.
You think it's a good thing? You're a fan, basically saying.
If there's an educational purpose to an aquarium, hey, this is what things are like in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
It makes more sense inland, where you're not, like, right next to the ocean.
Well,
where the way to find out what's going on in the ocean is to get in it.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you there.
All right.
I'm with you. All right. Well, we'll see if we can connect with Jerry here in just a bit and make that happen. Also, we have Dan Orr, who just got back from diving in Antarctica. So we'll go from the aquarium and then we'll go to freezing cold waters of Antarctica.
Can I point out your plan for this show? Can we talk a little, you know, behind the scenes?
Sure.
Stuff.
Hit me, Bill.
You have Neil Watson, the dive god. You have Dan Orr. I used to be in charge of Dan.
Right.
You have Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com. You have also Jerry Presley, who's bringing in some water professionals. And you led with those damn sea monkeys for two segments.
It's a miracle of life, Bill. I mean, I have my priorities.
The real miracle is this damn show's been on for 20 years, and you've been doing this the whole time.
Well, that is
You haven't
true.
Gotten better.
Well, that is unlikely. It's that kind of support that keeps me going.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
One of the great things about being on location when you're shooting Survivor is that when you have a day off, you have the ocean to go play in. A few seasons back, we had an afternoon off, so I decided to go scuba diving with Maria Sundin, one of our producers, and Mark Burnett, the executive producer of Survivor, The Apprentice, Rockstar. So, we get out there, everybody gets on the boat, there's a whole big group of us, we all get suited up, we get in the water, we're with our dive master, Pete, and we all start to go down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Survivor just started up their new season, by the way, and I love that show.
The council has spoken. You've been voted off the show.
No. There's actually a guy from Orlando, where we're based out of, on the show this year.
Is it Richard Hatch?
It is not. He's okay. Wearing clothes.
Do we know him?
No. But he supposedly does have spearfishing skills, so he does have some kind of diving skills. I don't know if they've been featured on the show yet, but he was interviewed on one of the local radio stations, and he was talking about that. So it'll be interesting to see if they incorporate that into the show. I love it when they do. You know, obviously they're not going to have scuba diving, but when they get, you know, some of these guys like Ozzy or whatever that are skilled at, you know, spearing fish to keep the survivors alive, you know, they throw some, you know, kind of diving, free diving stuff in there, and I think that's good for everyone, isn't it?
Well, especially the people that get to eat.
True. But the fact that they feature some of the underwater world, I'm a fan of that. Okay, but maybe it's just me. I don't care. We'll take... What are you laughing at, CJ?
I just looked over at that stupid sea monkey thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it would probably occupy their time on the island if they had their own little colony of sea monkeys and could watch them grow over those 39 days on Survivor. That'd be almost as fun as watching some of the boring, you know, especially mid-season episodes. Like, hey, when it gets too boring, where they, you know, they're fighting amongst themselves, you know, take a shot of the sea monkeys. How are the sea monkeys doing? They should have little pets like that, you think?
Well, that's dangerous in and of itself because you could die of boredom.
Okay, maybe. But that's
a real risk,
real threat.
Well, that's why we have them here on our Facebook Live video today. You can watch this. Yeah, watch the miracle of life.
It's like watching a fireplace.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, but a fireplace that hasn't been lit.
Okay. All right.
Just wood sitting in a fireplace.
Fireplace filled with water, sealed up with plastic, and then a little bit of ash sprinkled in it.
Way to sell it, boys. All right, moving on. Dan Orr is with us. He just got back from diving in Antarctica, and he is on Scuba Radio. Dan, welcome. How you been, buddy?
I've been doing great. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We created...
No, we didn't.
We did. We created life today.
He's officially run out of ideas. This is it.
Rock bottom. Is that the sea monkeys you were talking about?
Yes. We got a package of sea monkeys in the mail yesterday because we brought them up on the air last week. And so we decided, well, it's only appropriate to share that with the world and create life.
Completely unrelated. We're also going to be talking about the new Mercedes a little bit later on. See if a couple of them show up.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, just laugh it off.
Creatively bankrupt.
That's what I would do, too. But, you know, hey, 5 years from now, you know, one of these baby little sea monkeys could be the new star of Shape of Water 2.
Wait, let me make it a scuba.
That could be.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead,
the
CJ.
The tank is empty. Yeah.
The tank. Once
the
again,
creative
thanks,
tank is empty.
Thanks for selling it. All right. Anyway, Dan, you just got back from Antarctica, of all places, of diving.
We did.
So what was that all? How did you lose a bet? And it was like, you wanted to see how cold the water could be that you would dive in, or how did this come to be? What's going on?
No, in fact, Betty and I were asked to be guest hosts on a trip that was put together by DUI.
Yeah.
And DUI, of course, is Diving Unlimited International. They're the manufacturer of dry suits and undergarments and a lot of things to keep you warm in colder water. So they do trips like this to the polar regions, both the Arctic and Antarctic. And so we were invited to go along on this trip. And it was an experience that we will never, ever forget.
I bet. I've seen the videos of these type of dives before, and I have actually been asked to do that, but I'm such a warm water wuss. I'm like, you know what? I love the videos. It looks an amazing, looks like an amazing experience, but there's a few other warmer water places I need to mark off the list first.
But it's not just the water, right, Dan? It's not just that the water's cold. It's that it is even colder out of the water. Right?
Well, we were there during the Antarctic summer. Now, the Antarctic summer, the daytime temperatures were probably in the 20s, maybe even as high as the low 30s, which in reality is not a whole lot different than where we live here in Idaho.
Okay. Well, true. Okay, so you're a little bit more acclimated.
I've seen pictures of you and Betty outside at home, and you've got coats on and hats and mittens.
Well, if you're in one of these DUI dry suits, you're still okay. You're kind of in the same thing, right? Right, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, I had a DUI dry suit on and three layers of undergarment.
Okay. Yeah, now they got them all electrified and you have heating elements in them and stuff.
They have this new thing called Blue Heat. And probably about half the people that were diving had the Blue Heat.
Yeah.
And I didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, you were just blue.
My hands and feet were blue. But yeah. But they, in reality, I mean, my core was nice and warm. The water temperature, by the way, was 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm.
My core temperature, my body was relatively warm. My hands got a little cold after a while. I was using some dry gloves. But I didn't have the heated gloves and heated boots and the heated undergarment than everyone else did. And I'll tell you, the next time I go back there, I definitely will have those.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, I would think I'd have to have something like that, too. But that's good to know. But let's find out, was the payoff worth it? I mean, I've seen these videos of people diving under these giant icebergs and things like that. Is that what we were experiencing or what you guys were seeing?
Yeah, There were a variety of different types of dives that were done. The first thing they did, of course, was to make sure everybody was comfortable with their equipment. And one of the things that we liked about this trip is the fact that everybody that was going had extensive experience with dry suits. So there were really no learning curve there at all because all these folks had dived in cold water before. So we did an orientation dive in relatively shallow water where we saw a lot of kelp, and it was really a macro photographer's paradise because there were so many things, little things like nudibranchs and sea stars and isopods and a lot of those things. And then we did a couple of other dives. There were dives around icebergs. And the unique thing about diving around an iceberg is that you are in salt water when you approach the iceberg. And then all of a sudden, when you get close to the iceberg, you're in freshwater. And so your buoyancy changes.
So you'll
make a sudden drop, not a very long drop, but a few feet. And then when you move back away, of course, you become more buoyant and you go up a little bit. So that was pretty exciting.
Well, do you go through some kind of visual thing, too, like a thermocline, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. It's like if you've ever done a dive in the cenotes, for example, down in Mexico, where you have saltwater intrusion, it's something called a halocline. Where you have the difference between saltwater and freshwater. So the visual field becomes a little wavy as you're looking from saltwater to freshwater or the other way around. But that was pretty exciting. All the icebergs looked different. And then we also did a dive on a wreck of actually a whaling ship that caught fire in 1916. It's actually a whaling factory ship because they would bring the whale blubber on board, process it down to oil. And it caught fire in 1916, and they intentionally ran it aground in a cove to protect the cargo as well as save all the lives of the people on board. And so it's a steel wreck. We made a dive on that. It was pretty exciting.
I bet.
A lot of sponges. And
so marine life was kind of like macro and stuff, but I mean, I don't know. What Antarctica? Is that polar bears, penguins?
What is wrong with you? Literally.
That's the other pole.
Are you allergic to
science? Well, that's why I'm asking. I don't know which pole. I forget which pole the
penguins.
Okay, polar bears are on the North Pole.
Okay,
and,
all right,
and the Arctic.
With
and
Santa,
penguins
right.
are in the Antarctic. That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so there were lots. I mean, we're talking about thousands and tens of thousands of penguins. The penguins everywhere. There were seals and sea lions everywhere, including the leopard seal. The leopard seal is the apex predator there in the Antarctic. Hmm. So he's the one that
so you saw all this
about.
Stuff.
We didn't see the sea lions or seals underwater, but we saw them on the ice floes.
Hmm. That is pretty
and
cool.
Lots and lots of penguins. I mean, it was really cool. Icebergs as big as small cities. I mean, it was just magnificent.
Huh.
And well, every shade of blue you could imagine.
And you saw penguins in the water swimming.
I was standing in the water and saw the penguins. I didn't see them underwater.
Okay. Well, that's pretty close.
But I mean,
that's
still
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's
and they,
on
and
the
they
list.
Porpoise.
They had a porpoise? Is that what you said?
No, the penguins
jump out of the water.
Oh, okay.
They jump out of the water, but accidentally.
You.
They porpoise,
on
not
porpoise.
On purpose.
Yeah, there we go. Knew it was going somewhere.
They still breathe air, you know.
That's right.
At least we amused Dan. That's all that matters. And but that's great stuff. Dan, thanks for sharing. We really appreciate that. And, you know, it's on my list to watch the video. No, someday it could happen. Or come on up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay. If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Bill the producer in the studio, CJ. We got Eric Douglas connected via the web, and Barry the Boater. And if that weren't enough, you know,
and
who
it's
else?
Not.
It's not. Never is. I think we got Jerry the Diver Guy live from the Smoky Mountains. Jerry, are you with me?
Hey, I'm right here.
What's going on?
There he is. He is. Now, you were trying to connect with some of the divers there at the aquarium or something, or what? What happened?
Oh yes, we were going to have some interviews with some of the divers.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, they had to go diving.
Oh, they had to go jump in the aquarium. No, is this the Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium? Is that where you are in the Smokies?
Yes. It's the Smoky Mountain Aquarium.
Do they have sea monkeys?
The Aquarium of the Smokies is what it's called.
Do they have sea monkeys?
They have all kinds of monkeys.
Okay, but do they have sea monkeys?
Kinds of monkeys?
Like, we created life on the air today. Believe it or not, we did this on Facebook Live today.
Believe it or not.
Unfortunately, they do not have sea monkeys unless they're feeding them to the fishies.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to grow these sea monkeys, and then we're going to release them to the aquarium there in the Smokies. We're going to send them up in a...
So feed them to the fishies.
No, you don't have to feed them. They're critters that you want to nurture.
But I thought y'all were getting Bubble Boy a girlfriend or something.
Oh, that's right. That was the goal. But Bubble Boy didn't show up on the show today, so he's out of luck. He's
going to
get us.
You know, I don't blame him for that.
He's going to get CJ and Bill, the producer, sloppy seconds.
Yeah, or something? I'm passing on that one.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Bill, the producer, can have that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Now, Jerry, is there a big display? Is there an animal that they really feature there at the Aquarium of the Smokies?
Actually, they feature the sharks a lot and the stingrays, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have a penguin exhibit, which is an awesome little exhibit.
Yeah. Well, that'd be kind of nice.
What kind of penguins do they have?
No, they were penguins.
What kind of penguins?
Yeah.
What kind? I do not know what kind of penguins.
The black and white kind, right?
The black and white kind.
Yes, of course. You know, the one thing you want to keep in mind when you're talking to Jerry the Diver Guy in the Smoky Mountains is that the Old Smoky Moonshine distillery is right next door to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium, and I believe he went there first.
Convenient.
Am I right? Yeah, Jerry?
Well, you know, I could have. I could have.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like the good stuff.
Right. I can tell. I can tell he's having a good time. Yeah. You know.
It's always good to have a little bit of elixir to keep you warm
right.
Here in the mountains during the winter time.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
what is the weather like there in the Smokies today? Is it diving weather?
It's actually around 50 degrees.
Okay, so it's not
50
terrible.
Degrees.
Yeah. So you guys took the tour?
It's not great neither.
You guys took the tour of the aquarium, or what? Or did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done a tour. We actually just now walked out.
Ah. So the divers that were in there, they actually got in the aquarium to what? Do some cleaning or feeding or what? Or a little bit of both? Or do you know?
Yeah, they were feeding. They were doing the expedition or exhibit on the cleaning and feeding of the fish.
So when you started talking to them and said, hey.
The coral reef habitat.
Yeah. When you started talking to them and say, hey, would you like to come on Scuba Radio? I'm Jerry the Diver Guy. Did they kick you out right then and there?
No, it wasn't until they said Jerry the Diver Guy from Scuba Radio.
5 minutes later.
5 minutes later. Okay. Once they had enough time to alert their boss and say, hey, do you realize he got in? We let him in again. Jeez, thought we had rules and standards.
They did a little research.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jerry, I'll let you get back to your family fun there in Smokies, but thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Okay, my friend?
Hey, we'll get it worked out and get an interview with him here before long.
Okay. All right. I have a feeling he's going to meet him after they get off work there at the aquarium and take him over to the moonshine place.
I'm suspecting that they're already familiar.
Get him socially
lubricated. If it's right next door, I think they know.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And then he'll reel him in for some, you know, behind the scenes type of diving thing. Who would have thunk you could go diving in the Smoky Mountains? I never even considered that opportunity or option. But if you know somebody, I doubt they run a diving program there at the Ripley's Aquarium, but I bet you could go there and get a job if you're a diver. They're always looking for volunteer divers to help out in aquarium settings.
That's not
like
a job
that.
Then. That's like this. That's like this damn radio show.
Yeah, volunteer.
Well, I mean, you could actually get a paying job doing that.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, or you could
those
volunteer,
aren't volunteers.
Just do it for fun. I mean, that would be kind of a fun gig to do, though, wouldn't it?
At least
as much fun as it is doing the show, isn't it?
You know what? You make a very strong argument.
There you go.
More
you
fun know,
Greg,
than staring at sea monkeys.
Barry the boater.
Greg, you could be a sea monkey wrangler.
a sea monkey wrangler or a sea monk wrangler, either one. Yeah, I could be, but I guess the question would be why.
You're the king of the sea monkeys.
Okay. Well, thanks, Barry. You can go back to sleep now.
King Kong.
Okay.
No, it's good stuff. I mean, I do feel, I mean, I actually, the sea monkeys have actually kind of tuned in. They've grown. You see them now. They're much clearer. Don't you see them, Bill?
Look
close. No, the specks are bigger.
No.
They look like real life forms now.
Real nothing.
It's right there on Facebook Live, on the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
Can't believe anyone would say
look
yes.
For yourself.
Check that
now
out.
You see it, now you know.
It'll be up there as a video. That you can see for yourself.
We'll edit out all the boring parts. Don't worry.
Surely not. And on that note, we'll end it.
17 minutes.
Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.